Joining us now, it is my pleasure to introduce my next guest. He is the mayor of Orange Beach, and glad he could make time for us this morning. A lot going on down there at the beaches. Tony Kinnon on the line. Mayor, how are you this morning?
We are well, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. You made some headlines here over the last 24 hours, frustrated, it seems, that there are some non-residents. Maybe they spend a few months a year here in Baldwin County, but they're moved up in front of they've been prioritized just by virtue of their age, even though they're not residents, to get Alabama's share of the COVID vaccine. Discuss your concerns, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, well, my mom was still alive, I'd really be aggravated. You know, it's just there's no logic. If the vaccine is distributed in doses based on population, then how do you adjust for an inflated population that we have in the off season with snowbirds? If we have a snowbird here that's vaccinated today and they go back to Michigan in 2 weeks, that's essentially a one of the doses we've given away because it does us no good. You know, if we're trying to reach herd immunity, and I don't think herd immunity matters just nationally. I think it matters regionally and locally. So every dose that goes to someone from out of state that's fixing to leave here in the next month or so is a dose that doesn't go to someone that lives here. And in my humble opinion, if you're talking about 75 and up, then you are truly talking about a dose that might mean life or death. And with all due respect to my snowbird friends, they need to go back home and get their vaccinations because we're not going up there and visiting anytime soon. We're not going to get to go up there and get their doses. So it didn't even make sense to me. I don't even understand the logic behind why a non-resident would be getting a vaccination in a state that they hadn't planted their home flag in. I don't get that.
Well, it sounds like some other states are catching up to this, and DeSantis just across the state line there in Florida said you got to have property or a proof of property or something like that. That ought to be, I guess, your opinion, that ought to be incorporated in eligibility for the vaccine.
Yeah, there needs to be some parameter. You just can't be a visitor down here for a month and get one of our doses. I mean, if we had more than we needed, it'd be a totally different story. Then it'd be all about the distribution of the doses, but it's not right now. They're few and far between, and they need to stay here, and they need to be with those at the greatest risk of death. You know, that's another issue I've got is, you know, we need to be prioritizing where those are going. Now, at the point in time we have all we need, you know, that's a different story. We get the distribution issues, but right now, if it is life and death, and that's what we know it is, then anyone that is at risk of death, higher risk of death, they should be prioritized. You know, for me, anybody under 40 wouldn't even be considered. And I'm including my first responders, teachers. I don't care who they are, because your odds of dying under 40 are probably less than driving to your job and back in a car. It needs to be toward that end of the spectrum where we allow us to get back to normal and save as many lives as possible. So I think there's so many things that need to be talked about and discussed, and I just don't quite have an understanding of where these decisions are being made, who's running the show, and we're trying to find out. We're trying to understand as much as we can. We got some information this morning on the distribution issues, but I just think there's a lot to be talked about.
Well, and it's not just this concern about eligibility, but it's also there's concerns about the distribution itself and some of the statistics that have come out regarding the distribution. It does seem, and this is just kind of a face value analysis here, but it does seem that the state was called a little flat-footed here, even though they probably should have known this day was coming.
I agree. I guess people, you know, mayors are expected to be able, officially be experts in every field, solve every problem, have every answer, and that's just the nature of the beast. But I do feel like I and my staff have some degree of credibility because, like I said earlier, we've dealt with the logistics of a oil spill and two named storms, Ivan and Sally, and everything in between. So when I see the issues I saw in Daphne yesterday, I said, that's just poor planning. That's just somebody throwing something against the wall to say that they did something, not that they accomplished something. From what I understand, it's a greater than a 10-year-old plan. And their issue now with the distribution is they don't have enough nurses. Well, how do you have a plan on the books for that many years and not have table talk and walkthroughs and not know you're not going to have enough nurses to distribute it? When it would have been easily found out had you walked through it, and then you change the scope of practice of whether it be paramedics, pharmacists, all the doc in the boxes. They're just, it doesn't make sense to me that that happened just the end after. I can't for the life of me understand how we could have dropped the ball easily. I don't know.
Well, you said that you're starting to get some answers. Where are you taking your concerns, and how receptive, I would assume, to ADPH or maybe some other authority, how receptive are they to your concerns?
Yeah, we're going everywhere. Anybody to listen. Anybody to return our call. So we started with the county EMA to find out, okay, where did this come from? Who set up the distribution center? How was it set up? Where did the plan come from? What is your plan? And the county said it's essentially a Department of Public Health plan, and it's essentially run. The county was involved in the essentially in just support, traffic control, et cetera, cones. But the Department of Public Health, I think, is the one responsible for this distribution program. So we're trying to get through to Dr. Harris to find out, you know, what's your plan now going forward? We see this failed. But I go back to the residency issue is my number one concern, just out of principle almost, because if we don't stand up for each other, who's going to stand up for us? I've learned that lesson, let me tell you. But if all of a sudden the vaccines start rolling out and we're able to distribute them, we need to be able to just put them out. I mean, hand them out like candy. It just shouldn't be this kind of issue. So anyway, I'm pushing to find out, because here in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Foley, we can set up a drive-through. I mean, we can make it work. There's no doubt in my mind. They just got to let us do it.
Are you hearing from your residents there? I would assume you are, because since you're raising this issue. But does this seem to be a widespread concern among folks down at the beaches?
Absolutely. I think my folks that I answer to, folks I come in contact, the vaccine is for them is all about, you know, their quality of life, protecting them. Has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with being scared of it, taking it, not taking it. They just want to know that they have it available when they decide, or if they decide to take it. And I completely agree with them. And I don't think I've had anyone that actually lives here be upset, but that I'm upset that someone from out of state is getting their dose. So I think hopefully, and I'm starting to see other elected officials starting to chime in as well. So I'm hoping that maybe we get to a table and figure this thing out before the doses start flowing like they should be.
Well, that's the response, it seems, that all your concerns wouldn't be concerns if we just had more vaccine readily available. It's nothing to do, but it sounds to me like where your concern is, and what is, it was the Daphne situation, is just the ability of the health officials to distribute the vaccine, to administer the vaccine, because like you said, they were caught a little off guard, not enough medical professionals, that doesn't seem to be something you would have anticipated, particularly in this pandemic, we are told to take so seriously.
Yes, sir. If we had all the vaccine in the world sitting here in Baldwin County, with what I saw yesterday, how would they get out? Well, I don't know, 200,000 doses. I don't know what the number would be. I'm assuming it's 150,000+. And how long would that take? And what would it look like? But we do know that so many people die every single day. And, the virus... I've taken the stance that the economy is just as important as the virus and the effects of the virus. So I don't want to sound like I'm hypocritical. But at the same time, if we have the ability to get the stuff in hand and get it out, we got to do it efficiently, effectively, and in a time frame, which is just as soon as possible, because people do die every day. And we know folks down there that die, and it hurts. So when I see what I saw yesterday, it just really bothered me.
joined by Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kinnon here on the program. Let's move on to some other things. We're talking a little bit of off-air salary recovery, a lot of construction going on. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, it's, be honest with you, it's getting help is the hardest thing right now. It's just we had so much damage, and you can only get so many contractors in there. There's so many to be had, so working as quickly as we can to get everybody back in their homes, get their homes repaired. Prices have gone through the roof on materials, and I don't understand how, you know, a 1x6 quadruples or triples in price since the storm, but maybe that's the nature of the market. But we feel good. We're going to have a good spring. We feel like we're going to have a good summer. And as I always say, these are Alabama's beaches, not ours. We try to do our best to put on a good show. We really want people to appreciate who we are as Southerners and Alabamians. And I think we're going to be ready, hopefully, mid-March to early April, most everybody will be up and running.
And it's like a few months away, so it sounds like, you know, that you are kind of looking forward to the season starting and having, it won't be completely normal, but having some kind of plan in place, obviously with rebuilding, but with, you know, the usual questions I'm sure the media is going to address, a bunch of people all in one place in a time of a pandemic.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, are you braced for that? Are you braced for having, you know, I'm sure it's going to come up having all of these things going on at once with the season coming up and not just rebuilding, but the pandemic as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it is a really, really tough line to walk because I tell folks, you know, guys, I fear bankruptcy as much as I fear dying of the virus. They're equal in my mind. And to the younger folks, the business folks, the folks that are still trying to pay mortgages, that's their priority. To retired folks, to the seniors, I get where they're coming from. They're concerned about their health. So trying to find that balance and not going too far either way. We know that last summer we had great crowds, record crowds, and we did not see an uptick in the numbers of cases to any great degree at our local hospitals reported. This from different strains of the virus, I don't know what to expect, but I just have the belief we can't shut the country down out of fear because I do believe the consequences are well documented of lockdown and economic collapse regionally or locally are just as severe as anything else that could happen. It's just really, really difficult to walk that line.
I mean, it's hard to foresee anything like that happening again with the shutdowns and the closures. That the lesson was learned. Do you feel pretty good that you won't have to that there's enough remedies or fixes in place to deal with the pandemic that you will never have to go into shutdown mode at least in the near future again?
I hope so, because there's. Again, I don't know what to believe, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but there's so many numbers that come out or that are shifted one way or the other for political reasons, and I do believe that. I think a lot of people use this as a game, and then that makes it very difficult for those of us who try to be common sense oriented and know the virus is real and know it's deadly, but also know that we got to go on living. And so I don't know what to expect. I just know last summer and last spring we had record crowds and we did not see any severe consequences at that time. So whether this is a different season because there is a different strain out there or because the numbers are up now, I just don't know. Our hospitals seem to be able to handle the numbers at this time. I try to stay in contact with especially South Baldwin. And even though they're full, they've got folks there, and I got to admit that. They seem to be able to handle it. So we're going to do our best to balance it and try to protect everyone's interest.
Mayor, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you for making time and addressing those concerns.
No, Jeff, anytime, call me. I said I don't have all the answers, but I'll give you my opinion.
Well, we're always enlightened by your opinion. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, ladies and gentlemen.